Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Wake your asses up. Your favorite Theo Alcintron on The Fan. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. What's up, Rami?
In need of coffee.
Who?
Me.
Oh, go ahead. There's plenty. You know, there's Dunkin' Donuts everywhere. Not
yes,
the donuts
itself,
the coffee, absolutely.
I don't need the donuts.
No, hell no. I got to stay away from all that stuff. I had a big old gallon of Ralph's and I'm not happy with myself. I'm not. Vanilla brownie, chocolate fudge brownie.
I went out tonight. I don't want to tell you.
Cookies and cream brownie. Yeah.
But I need the coffee.
So go get it.
I'm going to.
All right. I have one here. So we'll get into the Yankees. I know everybody's still upset. We'll get into Shohei Ohtani. He's the greatest gambler. I mean, greatest baseball player of all time. We'll get into that. How the Dodgers already made their money back in 1 year. Which is insane, but we saw that coming. Get ready for more deferred money. They're going to be in it for Kyle Tucker. Did you see that one? All right. Great. We'll get into the Mets as well. But I'm going to start with what's the biggest game of this Giants regime since the first year of Brian Daboll being the coach of this team. And that's the Denver Broncos, Giants, 4-5 time in Denver. In the altitude, Jackson Dart with his chain, his diamonds. Giants are talking. Giants are chirping. You would think they won the Super Bowl last week when they beat the Eagles. And good for them. I know the Eagles are struggling. But a win's a win regardless. And that team has owned the Giants. Owned them. Here we go. Denver. Who's coming off one of the worst football games in history. Matter of fact, that's back-to-back years of the worst football games between the Jets and the Broncos. Last year, here, when the weather was bad, it was a horrible game. And then last week, this time, the Europeans got to see that horrible football between the Jets and the Broncos. And I got to admit, that football game last week put me to sleep. So thank you for that. But the Giants, a huge game. In Denver, yes, no Malik Nabers. We know that out for the season. Darius Slayton out. Hamstring, I saw, doubtful. But how did the Giants win this game versus the number one defense in football? The best all-around defense in football, I should say. How did they win this game? They have to control the clock and run the football. Simple as that. Playing in Denver is totally different than playing anywhere else. Again, the altitude, it's just a whole different monster. If you're not used to it, it's your first time, good luck. Good luck. The Broncos have said the same thing about the Giants. Trashing the Giants. Jackson Dart. Feeling himself with his chain. And by the way, don't be surprised if that chain is ripped off the first opportunity somebody gets in a tackle. quote unquote, accidentally rips it off. So Jackson, if you're listening, put that chain away. But he's going to wear it. Him and Scataboo posing and flexing. Rightfully so, the Giants have an identity for the first time. And God knows how long. They do. And it's the two rookies leading the way. Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo. Leading the way. Tough guy identity. Leading the way. Cocky. Confident. Leading the way. And this organization has needed it. Because I remember saying several times last year, the big bad Giants, who had an identity of pounding the football down your throat and great defenses, had no identity. They were an embarrassment, a joke. The joke of a franchise. Now fast forward. Almost a year later. Almost a year later. And they have an identity. Now, does that translate to wins? So far, so good. They beat the Chargers, lost to the Saints, 5 turnovers. You're not going to win any game with 5 turnovers. And they beat the Eagles. Both wins at home, the loss on the road. This game versus Denver on the road before they go to Philly, who's definitely going to be looking for a revenge after the last time they faced a game they were 7.5-point favorites and lost. Are Giant fans fully invested buying in? Or do you still have to wait and see about this team before you are fully on board with the New York Giants? If I was a fan, I'd be fully on board because I have something finally to believe in. Is it going to last? We'll see, because we've seen a lot of rookies fizzle out. We've seen a lot of guys come into the league, have a couple good games, you know, have that moment in this town. It was Mike White. And what happened to him? Kapoof. So guys have had their moments in the league. Can Jackson Dart, whose style is, I mean, he's going to get killed. He's going to get killed. He's got to learn to slide, but that's not him. That's not him. He's more important on the field than getting hurt. He gives this team confidence, top to bottom. When he steps in the huddle, when he steps on the field, they believe. The Giants haven't had that in God knows how long.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So he's got to pick and choose his spots. When to be aggressive, when to put the shoulder down, and when to slide, or when to throw it away. Because if they lose him, you're going to bring Russell Wilson back in? You better off bringing Russell Westbrook in. Jackson Dart is the most important player in this organization. The most important play in this organization. And he's Brian Daboll's meal ticket. Now, again, the one thing we wanted to see from the Giants this year was being way more competitive than they've been for the past couple seasons. Especially last year. How again, smacked around. Game's over at halftime. It was an embarrassment. Embarrassment. So much so that we're flying helicopters with signs. Fire this person. Give it to that person. Sell the team. Blah, blah, blah. Now look at them. Now look at the New York Giants. Now, some of the talk I've heard around here is a little crazy. Gotta say that. But I understand it. When you've sucked for so long, any positivity, you're going to hold on to it and push forward. But the one thing we wanted from this Giant team this season was to be more competitive than they were last season. And so far, they have been. They have been. Jackson Dart, 2-1, starting quarterback. That's a positive. You got these two games with Denver and Philadelphia. When we went over the schedule to start the season, what was it? We had 1-6 for the Giants, 2-5. Well, if they lose to Denver, that's 2-5. If they beat Denver, then things change. And if you think Giant fans are crazy before this game, it's going to be even wilder after a win in Denver, if they beat Denver. Now, I know they need a number one wide receiver as well. Miami has come out and said they're staying with the core. They trust their core with Jalen Waddle and Tua, Etienne. Like they're staying with that core. So I don't expect Jalen Waddle to be traded unless they're getting an offer that's blown away. And to me, he's not a number one wide receiver. Now, I know you're looking to pair him with Malik Labors for next season. But I don't think Jalen Waddle's that dude. I don't. He has skills. But he's always hurt. There's always something with him. The guy the Giants should be targeting is the guy they saw 2 weeks ago, and that's Chris Olave. That's the guy. Short, medium, deep. Three-level receiver. That's the guy to pair with Malik Nabers. They have a Wendell Robinson, a slot receiver, third wide receiver. That's a pretty good threesome there. Pretty good. And you have Scadaboo in the back with Tracy and with Andrew Thomas healthy. This offensive line, when he's healthy, I know we talked about Andrew Thomas being the most important Giant going into the season. Yes. Because of the fact that he gives the rest of the offensive line confidence, and he's one of the best, if not the best, at his position. His problem is staying on the field. But right now, going forward, we saw the way it was with Russell Wilson. He had one good game against the Dallas defense, which is atrocious. My Commanders play them this 425. We'll get into that later as well. Minus three wide receivers. Not happy about that. My Washington Commanders! Yeah, I was a little happier last year at that time.
Who's laughing at my Commanders now?
Yeah, well, I am laughing at the injury report. That's no McLaurin, no Brown, no Debo. Yeah.
And if anybody tries to spin this in a positive way, you can kiss my ass.
Yeah, well, that's the Met fans. And I thought, everything was going to turn out peachy. And it didn't.
The Commanders fans who think they can win minus three wide receivers.
We'll get into that later. We'll get into that later. But this is about the Giants. The biggest game since year one under Coach Daboll. Did the Giants come through? The spread's still 7. It hasn't changed. It's been 7 all week. All week it hasn't changed. We'll have football picks later on as well. But do the Giants pull it out in Denver? Or do they get smashed out and brought back down to reality? That's the question. I have a score. I text Evan in the week, the score. How many sacks? The whole 9. Because the Giants, I think, in my opinion, and I know, hey, it's good to talk and amp yourself up and show confidence, but after that performance last week by the Denver Broncos against the Jets, and they're coming home, I don't think that's the right time to piss off that team. I don't. And Bo Nix, that's a guy the Giants were looking at. Well, they're going to see him up close and personal, 4-5 in Denver. We'll get into that a little bit more after the break. Do some Jet football as well. Ugh. We have to. 888-808-1019. Al Cintron on the Fan. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.